This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today said that Pakistan's reputation as center of global terrorism is rooted in various terrorist attacks across the globe. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Misri said any further action by Pakistan, some of which we are seeing today, is nothing but escalation by Pakistan once again and will be responded to and is being responded to appropriately.
The first point that you have to keep in mind is the attack of 22nd April in Pahalgam is the original escalation. Ye jo silsila hai hum dekh rahe hain aaj ki ghatnaon ko leke, ye 22 April ke Pahalgam ke hamle se shuru hua hai. Escalation wahan pe hua hai aur us escalation ka jawab Bharatiya Sena ne, Bharatiya Fauj ne kal apne action se diya hai. I want to invite your attention to the involvement of the group calling itself the Resistance Front in these attacks. I pointed this out yesterday that this is a group that is a known front for the well-known Pakistan-based terrorist organization, Lashkar-e-Taiba. The Indian authorities providing information to the UN 1267 Sanctions Monitoring Committee.
He said Pakistan is home to a large number of UN-listed terror groups like Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. Mr. Misri said in the last few days, the defense minister and former foreign minister of the neighboring country accepted their involvement with such terror groups. The foreign secretary said yesterday, Pakistan launched a targeted attack on the Sikh community of Jammu and Kashmir, hitting a Gurudwara in Poonch and hitting the Sikh community members who came under attack. On Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Misri said, Pakistan was deliberately creating roadblocks over the years. Colonel Sofia Qureshi and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said Pakistan attempted to engage several military targets in northern and western India using drones and missiles.
Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India using drones and missiles. These places included Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Nal, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Falodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj. These were neutralized by the integrated counter unmanned aerial system and other air defense systems. The debris of these attacks is now being recovered from a number of locations that prove the Pakistani attacks.
Colonel Qureshi and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and heavy caliber artillery in areas of Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendhar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir.
Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortar and heavy calibre artilleries in areas in Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendhar and Rajouri sectors in Jammu and Kashmir. 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to the Pakistani firing. Here too, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is respected by the Pakistan military.
Indian Armed Forces have used high-quality equipment in Operation Sindoor, which resulted in the killing of a large number of terrorists in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said the way the armed forces destroyed terror camps in Pakistan and POJK is a matter of pride for the country. Prime Minister Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with secretaries of various ministries and departments of the government to review national preparedness and inter-ministerial coordination in the light of recent developments concerning national security. During the meeting, Mr. Modi stressed the need for seamless coordination among ministries and agencies to uphold operational continuity and institutional resilience. He also reviewed the planning and preparation by ministries to deal with the current situation. Government has asked OTT and media streaming platforms as well as intermediaries operating in India to discontinue web series, films and other content having its origin in Pakistan with immediate effect. The INB Ministry today issued an advisory to them citing the interest of national security in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.